You wake up looking at my side of the bed. You know I'm not there. It's become a routine for us. At some point, your sleepy, unconscious brain realizes I'm not next to you. And something in you, whether it's the protector or just the part of you that needs me by you as much as possible, has to wake up, has to go find me. You sit up and push the covers off your body and get out of bed. Only in your boxers, you glance at the clock to see that it is 2:30. It's always 2:30 when you wake up. For a while, you tried falling back asleep when you found that I wasn't in bed with you, but you couldn't. So you started our little routine at night. You walk down the hall and down the stairs. You try to make a little noise when you go down the stairs just to make sure you don't scare me when you walk into the kitchen. You see the dim light on in the kitchen, a few candles lit on the kitchen table. You stand in the doorway and watch me. I'm writing something, one of my blue journals. I'm bent over with my hair piled on top of my head, black frame glasses. I'm in a pastel green tank top and black boy shorts. There's a hoodie thrown over the back of the chair. I do that. I get warm and then I get cold, depending on what I'm writing or if I'm thinking. You watch me for a minute. Bend over. I see you. But I'm trying to finish a thought so I don't look up right away. You walk over to the counter and start to make tea. When I finally look up and smile at you, you pat the counter next to you. I get up and hop up on the counter. That's always your sign that it's time for me to take a break. And once you made tea and hand me my mug. We're there in the dark of the kitchen, the candles flickering, quiet, just together. You put your tea down and lean in and kiss me. Your hand lightly over my breast, just touching me, just feeling me. Feeling my nipples get hard. You push the tank top up and just gently run your hand over me. Your hand feels so good on my skin. And kiss you deeper. We've done so many things in the kitchen, on the table, on the counter, on the floor. Our 2:30 date is always fun. There's rarely any words, but this time you're not in a hurry. You just want to feel me and just want to hold me. Eventually, the tea gets cold and you take the mug from me and set it in the sink. You help me off the counter and blow out the candles and lead me upstairs. It's pointless because I won't be able to sleep, but you still need me in bed. You want me in bed. I follow you up the stairs and into the bedroom. I get on my side of the bed thinking you just want me to lay with you. But instead, you stopped me and let me sit on the edge of the bed while you pull my tank top up over my head. You kneel down in front of me and guide me to lay back, my feet hanging over the edge of the bed. You slide my boy shorts down and start to kiss me and run your hands over my calves and up my thighs. You know I'm already wet. The moment I saw you walk into the kitchen, it started, so. You kneel there, looking up my body. You had plans for me. You had plans to kiss me and tease me. Try to give me an orgasm so strong that I pass out. But laying there, just calm and relaxed and spread out for you. So many other options run through your head. You tell me to lay my head on the pillow, so I get up and move. I move to the center of the bed. I always grab your pillow. I love the way you smell. I'm laying in the center of the big bed, completely naked now. You crawl up my body and start kissing my neck, kissing my lips. It starts to get so deep. It starts to get so intense that you can feel me moving my hips up to meet yours. My back arching so that my nipples will graze your chest. My hands searching for yours. You like to play that game. Try to anticipate what I'm going to want before I ask for it, even if it's just a simple reach to guide your hand. You try to make it difficult for me. This only makes me want you more. Eventually, you start to lose yourself, lose your awareness of the situation, start to lose yourself in me and the kiss, and holding me and touching me, and running your hands through my hair and over my curves, and you start to lean into me and let your skin press against mine. You feel me wrap my legs around you. My feet start to try and push your boxers down. It definitely makes you smile. Then you lean back and pull them down for me and take them off, and you lay on top of me and guide yourself inside of me. And so slow, and just makes me melt into the pillow, melt into the bed. Just lay there, taking you, being full of you. Some nights you feel so big, it almost hurts. I squeeze around you and don't want you to leave. I just want you to stay inside of me. You start to move your hips slow. Your cock feels amazing, moving inside of me. So much is going on. You're kissing me and touching me. My hands don't know what to do. They want to touch every inch of you. Running down your back, squeezing your ass, gripping your biceps, holding your hands, running through your hair. When you pull away from kisses and look at me, I trace your lips, slide my hands down your throat and over your chest. Or barely moving, just rocking slowly against each other, and just keeps building, building. And you start to press harder, start to press yourself deeper. Feel my body start to clench around you. You hear the moans and the whispers and my little pleas. You know I'm getting close. I start to arch my back and fight to keep my eyes open. I never want to miss a thing when I'm with you, but it's so hard. The way you make me feel, it's so hard sometimes to keep my eyes open. So many other feelings, so many other senses. Sometimes seeing it all is too much. Finally, does become too much. It becomes so much. I just get so lost in you, so lost in the feeling. I start to tremble. My legs are up around you, squeezing you, making sure you don't pull out and don't move from where you are. Spot that your cock is in, where your hands are at, where your lips are, on just the right spot of my neck. It's like the perfect equation just to give me the most amazing orgasm. And I want to ensure that it stays that way. I lay there. Total bliss. The smiling, tired little smile up at you. And that later you come to. We lay there. Lay there together. Eventually you get off and pull out of me, which is always so sad. And you lay back on your back and pull me into you. I rest my head on your chest and you kiss my forehead, brushing my hair, and holding me. You touch my skin and feel me starting to get cold. And you pull the blankets up over me. And I fall asleep in your arms.